New adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, the time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, August 2nd, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. And please do not send me any videos during the show. Any links to long, lengthy stories, greatly, greatly appreciate that. Got a great show lined up for you today. Last time you'll hear from many of our candidates that have been sponsors of this show running for political office. This will be their last message to you today before Election Day this coming Tuesday. Want to remind you, if you live in Sheboygan, Sheboygan County, the city of Sheboygan, text me the word Sheboygan and I will send you the link. I will send you a text message to basically all the candidates we're supporting that would like people to vote for in Sheboygan. Sheboygan County, specifically in the city of Sheboygan, Robert Heikkinen for county commissioner. But we also have on that text message Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate, Josh Saul for Congress, State Representatives Neil Friske in the 107th, Todd Smallenberg in the 106th, and the sheriff's race, Sheboygan County Sheriff John Studer. So if you like that text message, that link that you could forward to people, share it with your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors, people you know live in Sheboygan. You may text me Sheboygan and you don't even live there, but you know a couple of people. You can forward them this information and get them to know who to support in person in Tuesday's election. Now, of course, 9 days of early voting is still happening. It's going to happen today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Most of the polling places open until 4 p.m. Friday, today, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 days of early voting. That's it. Then they're taking Sunday off to prepare, Monday off. Monday, August 5th, taking that day off, and then Election Day is the next day, Tuesday, August 6th. This is all going to come out to turnout, folks. If you text me Sheboygan and you forward that to 10, 20, 30 people, ask them to share it as well, we could affect hundreds of votes in Sheboygan, if not 1,000. Countywide sheriff race, John Studer for sheriff. Well, guess what? That could cause this entire race to change because I believe the two good old boys that currently are in the sheriff's department, I think they're going to cancel each other out. I think it'll be split. If it's split and the constitutionalists, the conservatives, the patriots get out and vote for John Studer, this could be basically history made in Sheboygan County. A constitutional sheriff coming to Sheboygan, going to shake some things up, baby. Josh Saul running for Congress in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
The door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
A veteran-owned company serving Michigan, Wisconsin, and Illinois for over 38 years. Epoxy Pro provides one-and-done forever floors that are maintenance-free and easy to clean. Preserve, protect, and even restore your concrete floors today. Check us out online at epoxypro.com or call us at 877-703-7699. Epoxy Pro, your floors today. Call us at 877-703-7699.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Joining us on the line right now for the last time before the election this upcoming Tuesday, Josh Saul, who's running for Congress in the 1st Congressional District. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Trucker Randy. How you doing today?
Well, looking forward to Tuesday. Looking forward to Tuesday night, see the results, and then go out and pick up the signs and see what happens. It's going to be an interesting next couple of days.
Oh, for sure. I think we're in store for one of the craziest elections definitely of my lifetime. You know, the political environment right now is absolutely chaotic. So I think that the one thing that we can count on for this election is unpredictability.
Well, one thing that I've run into, a lot of people are so fed up. It's amazing that every single person almost is like, man, I am so sick and tired of these incumbents doing to us what they've been doing to us. And then these stupid mailers. I don't know if you're hearing the same thing, but people are fed up with these mailers. It's like, who are these people? This, you know, this isn't anything like their voting record. This isn't anything like what they say in person. They won't debate. I commented on the one survey that was sent to you guys. I forget who it was. I reported on it on the show. It was in the newspaper. But basically, you responded. The two Democrats responded. But Congressman Jack Bergman didn't. It was the one where they were just basically asking you guys for a short, brief resume as to, you know, how you label yourself. And it was amazing to me. He couldn't even bother to take the time to answer that.
Yeah, and I mean, even the way that the news presented that that survey, that was a women's group that ran the survey, which a lot of Republicans tend to not engage with those groups because of the leftist nature that a lot of the women's groups tend to take on. So sure. I think that that's kind of part of the reason behind that. But, you know, M Live didn't even reach out to me before they ran that story. And it's the same as the Detroit News. They ran an endorsement in this race without it even reaching out to talk to the candidates. So we have just as big of a problem in the media and a lack of curiosity with our establishment media as we do with our candidates. And that's one of the reasons that the system perpetuates itself, because they have a hand-in-glove relationship and they feed each other.
Well, you know, one of the things that was amazing to me was the fact that we've tried to get him to debate, we've tried to get him to show up in public to answer questions. And the few times that we have been able to get him actually in person, really hasn't turned out that well for him. And one of the things I think he finally started to realize, he doesn't have as much support as he thinks he does.
Yeah, one of the things that's been really energizing for me and my team this week is I've had, I think it's up to 4 people now that have reached out to us directly and said that Jack Bergman and his team had reached out to them after months of not hearing back from them. This is veteran service officers who are trying to get benefits for veterans, who they've said that they have gone months without getting a call back. All of a sudden, they've got a voicemail this week from his team because they're trying to get out and harden the support. He's going to people who have taken down his signs and put mine up, and he's trying to get call them personally and get photo ops to try and take my signs down. So he's acting like somebody who's nervous.
Yeah, very nervous. And then I was sent a text message yesterday. He's got all of his staff people out knocking doors and talking to people, not only in your race, but other House races. I thought that was kind of interesting. Are you hearing anything like that as well out there on the campaign trail?
Yeah, I've heard some of that. And the thing that I'm trying to figure out is why that's not a Hatch Act violation, because that's something that I've had to confront in my race specifically, because both my mother and my older brother are government employees. My brother works for the VA. My mom works for the works for MDOT at the Blue Water Bridge. So they have both had to be very careful about even discussing the fact that I exist with their race. So I don't understand how he has government employees that are going out acting as his campaign staff and speaking on his behalf. And I'm curious whether they're doing this during business hours when they're being paid by the government, or whether they, you know, have the same kind of mentality as Bill Ackman when he went on CNN and said, oh, I can just put these different hats on on, and it doesn't carry the influence. Well, one of the reasons why people think our system is corrupt is because you can't just take your hat off. If you work for a congressional representative, you don't just take that hat off when you go out campaigning. You are a representative of the congressman who is going out and campaigning on his behalf. And I think that it's a clear violation of the Hatch Act. But unfortunately, that's a law that nobody's been prosecuted under, which is why our government employees act like they're above the law.
Sure, absolutely. Well, one of the things, Josh, I think is happening too is word of mouth. I've been sending out text messages to Sheboygan. I've been sending them out to Antrim, Emmett, different counties in our listening area as to who the candidates are that I would be voting for, who I am voting for. You know, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for Senate, you for Congress, and then I break it down into state reps and county commissioners, county sheriffs, and things like that. And one thing that is very interesting, not only are people wanting this information, but they're asking me for it because they said a lot of my friends have asked me. They know that they listen to the show and they're like, you know, hey, what's Trucker Randy think? Who is he voting for? This is actually grassroots, and I think this is one of the major components to getting out the vote on Tuesday, is people sharing this type of information and texting their friends and texting their coworkers. And really, I think this is one of the ways that we could actually impact the race on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. I think that the grassroots is the answer to our political problems that we have today, because as a politician, the things that I say should be taken with a high level of skepticism, because so many politicians have lied to us for so long that you almost have to assume that anything that I say isn't true until proven otherwise. So the things that you can tell your friends and your family out on the will have far more impact than anything that I can ever say to them. So if people are willing to help spread the message and tell their friends and family, hey, I met this guy and he is who he says he is, he's got the background that is going to be able to solve the problem, and he's actually presenting plans to be able to address the issues that are important to us. And I think that that's the thing that's important about my campaign, is I'm not just a guy who's coming out here and trying to complain about the problems that we have and not offer solutions. My entire campaign is problem solution, so that way we can get to a place where I'm not just coming here and complaining about things and riling people up, but we're together finding better ways forward.
One of the things you mentioned, and it's a number of veterans have reached out to me over the years, not getting help with their services, their health care, VA, TRICARE, whatever. And you mentioned all of a sudden now these people are getting callbacks from the congressman's office. But if you get elected, what do you see as the problem with the VA, Josh? What do you think needs to be done? What bills would you be willing to introduce and see network if you could get them passed in the House, get them passed in the Senate, signed by the president? What bills do you feel need to be brought forward to improve things for our veterans?
I think we need to overhaul the way that we treat veterans care right now, because the problem that we have is the system builds on the culture that you have as a veteran and the values that are instilled in you in basic training, and flips those against you. So in order to be able to actually get the benefits that you have earned, you have to be able to go into these appointments and be willing to be vulnerable. Well, the problem with most veterans, especially those who have been injured in combat, is being vulnerable isn't on our list of things to do ever. So we've got to create a system that understands who these people are and the way that they think, and give them the support that they need instead of continuously putting up barriers. And I think what's going to allow me to be able to be successful is I've got my healthcare background from working at Munson, which helps me understand the financial aspect of providing health care, and plus as a disabled veteran myself, I've spent my entire adult life getting health care at the VA, plus my older brother is a doctor at the VA. So I'm going to bring a holistic approach to be able to attack this from all angles to make sure that we're creating a system that allows the providers to provide quality care and allows the veterans to be able to be treated with the dignity and respect that we have earned. And right now, that's not the way the system works. Like, a perfect example of one of the things that I would want to change is if any disabled veteran is required to use hand controls, they have to take a road test every single time they get a new vehicle. Well, that's like a 6-month process for you to be able to go and get the test, get all the approval done. There's only one place in the state that actually offers the road testing. It's down in Ann Arbor. So, like, for me, every time I get a new vehicle, it is literally a 6-month process before I can even use it. So I want to remove all that red tape. I want to remove all of the things that treat veterans as less than and allow us to get to the point where we can, where our veterans are seeking out the VA to get their help instead of running away from the VA.
Well, one of the things that I have never understood with, especially up here in the 1st Congressional District, for veterans to have to go to Saginaw or wherever the heck it is that you guys go to get your treatment. Why is it we can't pass a bill in Congress making it so that veterans can go to any local community hospital, get their care, get their treatment, Josh, and then simply send the bill to the VA and get reimbursed? Why can't we make that happen?
That's the way that the choice program was supposed to work, but like every other veterans program, they create a mile of red tape with it that makes it so accessing it in that way doesn't happen. So for you to be able to actually get care through the choice program, you have to go to the VA, request that care. It goes to a third party who reviews your case, and if you meet the criteria that allows you to be eligible for the choice program, then they will reach out to the doctors. They will schedule it for you. And if that's at a time and date that doesn't work for you, then you have to call them back, and then they'll call the office back, and they'll reschedule it for a different time and date, and they'll play that game over and over and over again until you finally actually find an appointment time that works. So it's not that these programs don't exist. It's that they make it so difficult to actually access them that most people throw their hands up and don't want to. So again, it goes back to treating veterans with dignity and respect. If you're going to have a choice program, then have it be essentially an insurance coverage that allows you to be able to go and get health care where you need it, when you need it, how you need it, and you get the coverage that you need instead of being treated like a child who isn't capable of making your own appointments.
Sure, absolutely. Be able to walk into the emergency room or go into a doctor's office that's in the network and basically be covered. Just send the bill to the VA. It's a slam dunk. I mean, that's something that's so simple.
Well, and for anything that's service connected, if you go into the ER, you can get that covered. So that part of it does exist. But for like private health care, for getting a primary care doctor, doing any kind of specialty care, you have to go through the referral program, the referral process through the VA. And like I said, the big thing that gets under my skin is the scheduling that's related to it. Because if they were to just give the veterans and say, hey, you want to get care outside of the VA, here's a list of approved providers, or here's a list of the providers that are available for you to be able to go see, and we can call and make our own appointments, then that's treating people like they're competent adults. And I understand that there's some veterans that do need help and would need the assistance with scheduling, and we can make those services available. But to act like every veteran does is really ridiculous, and especially the ones who have caregivers. You know, the entire role of the caregiver in those situations is to make sure that they are coordinating the health care. So if you're not trusting them to be able to call and schedule for veterans, then you're just doing them a disservice.
Final 30, 40 seconds here. Final thoughts you'd like to say to the folks before the election on Tuesday?
You know, I got into this race because I fought and died for this country, and I'm more than willing to do that again, because right now we are on the brink of crisis and of losing the republic that we all love. So if you all have enjoyed what you've heard from me, and if you think that my plans will solve the problems, I would appreciate and be honored by your vote on Tuesday. And I think that if we do that and band together as a grassroots movement, then we can affect the change that all of us have been talking about and get back to the country that we all love.
Very good. Josh Saul for Congress. That's who Vicky and I are voting for. Join us on Tuesday, folks. Josh, you stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Tommy Hour News Break. I'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, a lawsuit filed by fired Michigan State University head football coach Mel Tucker claims school leaders turned him into a casualty of their